The following program is sponsored by Kit Fox Communications. From the entertainment capital of the world, this is Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight.
Hi, this is Carolyn Fox welcoming you to the show. Later on, we have an interview with Rebecca Zapin, singer, songwriter, violinist extraordinaire, and now mother. But first, here's Jade Steele with Diamond in the Rough.
Fox's Hollywood Spotlight, Carolyn Fox here, and I'm delighted to introduce Jade Steele. Jade is not only a rock musician and a darn great one, as you just heard, he's a wonderful reggae artist, and he even does jazz. Welcome to the show, Jade.
Thanks, Carolyn. Thanks for having me. I'm really happy to be here today, and I love Carolyn Fox Rock.
Thank you so much.
In about 10 minutes, I'm going to be at my producer's studio, working with him for the next 3 days on the new rock album. I think I'm going to be calling it American Ragdoll.
Why American Ragdoll?
I'm actually working on the song called American Ragdoll right now. So.
Cool. And that's a rock number?
Yeah, it's just a part of the extension of the Tales of the Rondo CD that I finished prior to my last CD, Children of Humble.
Tell us a little bit about the Tales of the Rondo, because I know that was a multimedia experience.
Yeah, the Tales of the Rondo is an extension of the second album, which was Jade Steele Presents the Emerald Triangle. And that was, it was a multimedia extension of this cartoon that I created, a comic book character, Jade Steele. And it was really cool because I developed these characters that were these warring alien parties. And when Jade Steele was introduced to it, he acquired this amulet called the Rondo, which opened up the Emerald Triangle. And then all the aliens stopped their war and focused their attention onto the character Jade Steele because he was in control of the most powerful thing in the universe, which was the Rondo, and it opened up the Emerald Triangle and allowed him to travel through time and space like Stargate. So there's a whole trilogy attached to it. Cool cartoon, animation, video, and the kids really bit on hard to it. And I wrote that for a few years while I was touring the metal stuff.
Well, what fun that must have been.
A lot of fun. It still is, you know. We have a lot of cool artwork, the animation videos. I'm still working on the cartoon. I have a bunch of it finished, but it's still a work in progress, and that's why I'm continuing this next album as a rock saga.
Well, you do a lot of different genres. You are a wonderful rock musician, but you have a reggae past. You grew up in Humboldt, and I understand there's a connection there.
Yeah, I grew up in Humboldt in the Redwoods on the coast, near Garberville, Shelter Cove, California, growing up playing with metal bands. And also, my family and friends put on that reggae festival called Reggae in the River.
Right.
It switched over to Reggae Rising. There was these reggae wars, and then it divided. Now it's back to Reggae on the River. And so I grew up around a lot of stars like Maxi Priest, Jimmy Cliff, all the Marleys, Ziggy Marley, Damian Marley, Julian Marley. I grew up doing shows. Last year I performed the year before was Polly Budd, Julian, Damian Marley, and Toots of the Mai Pals, a bunch of really good reggae bands I've always grown up around. So my experience as a reggae artist has always pulled from being around all these superstars. My first album, I went over to Jamaica and I wrote most of the album in Jamaica and was performing over there. So I do have a lot of reggae roots within my bloodlines and my music history.
Well, and although you have like a localized Humboldt connection, you also have kind of that global perspective. You were talking about Jamaica. You did a tour last year in India?
Yeah, I just got back from India like a month ago, actually.
Wow.
I'm still fairly fresh. Did New Delhi, Bangalore, it goes Mumbai, New Delhi, Bangalore, and Goa. We did quite an extensive tour up there. I played with a bunch of other bands for the WOA, Woa Records Company.
Uh-huh.
Sean Oliver, and yeah, I toured with some really cool artists. There was Eric Duhl from France, Overhate from Venezuela, Codadama from Australia, and then there was me doing my music, which was the World Beat, which was really cool because none of those bands were doing anything remotely close to World Beat.
Interesting, though very international as a crew.
Yeah, so I stood out a lot as an American and for representing World Beat, reggae music, and rock, and doing all originals.
Oh, wow, so yeah.
It really stood out. It was a great experience. I was really well received. We made the papers in every city. And we were on TV over there, and it was just a lot of fun. Made a lot of strong contacts and a lot of fans.
And that's great.
All right, I just want all of our listeners to know that usually when I do the Reggae World Beat stuff, I go under the name Jade Steele, and when I do the heavy metal stuff, I usually use the name of my band, Emerald Triangle. And they could find me and find the music on our website, jadesteele.com. Also, I want all of our listeners to not be afraid and contact me anytime through jadejadesteel.com, which is my email. Add me to their Facebook. Search for Jade Steel in San Francisco. And look at those YouTube videos. Search Jade Steel Studio. And you can see all of some of the old metal songs like Jade Steel, Wiretap, and Camouflage, and a lot of cool stuff that's going to be on there. So just do a search on YouTube and reach out to us. We're always looking forward to hearing from you, and I try to respond to everybody.
That's great.
Cool.
I understand part of your global perspective goes to nonprofits, that you donate a portion of the proceeds from your music sales to fight deforestation and world hunger.
We do, because I come from Humboldt County, the Redwoods, which I consider one of the last rainforests in America, and also have done extensive traveling around the world through Honduras, Brazil, Jamaica, Australia, a lot of Southeast Asia through Thailand, Malaysia, Indonesia, and now India. I see a lot of the raping and pillaging of the land. I've seen so much poverty. There's no way I could put out an album without donating a percentage towards that.
I salute you for doing your part.
Thank you.
Now, I've got a tune here called Release the Monster that I really like. Release. Because I love opening up the dark side.
Release the Monster in Me was created, I was doing the album with my producer, Andre Johnson, and the ice cream truck kept circling around the corner. And that melody, na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, kept going on. And I was like, you know, I really got to write a heavy metal rock tune with that melody. I got to take that melody because it's just too cool, you know what I mean? So I started writing in the darkest little corner in the middle of the night and playing with it, you know, just like we did in school. And we came out with Release the Monster, and it was just so cool. We love it a lot. Let's hear that.
Let's hear it indeed. Here is Jade Steel with Release the Monster in Me.
It's probably up when it's ruining High Times. I don't know.
In the darkest little corner, in the middle of the night, all alone in my room with the door shut tight, I can hear the conversation to the wall, I hear a fight. Is it really necessary? Who is wrong or right? Don't try to change the way I'm thinking when you act the same. So deceiving, don't agree with me. So patronizing, all these things I say. Go. We must trust sometimes. I don't think it's so good to keep it bottled up inside. So much steam must release, let it blow your mind. Don't have to speak, I'm always guilty. Don't even have to breathe, your fire's burning. Always seem afraid of what I'm doing. Why don't you choose to stay? Release the monster in me. Why don't you toss me the key?
Doesn't listen anymore. I told him over and over.
A theme so obscene in a world of lies. Shut me out, lock me up, baby, tell me that's alright. I would rather you not say all the things I like. Don't talk to me if you're just preaching. I know you'd like to be who I believe in. The more you turn away, gives me a reason to open up the cage.
Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is on the air every week in Los Angeles on 1580 AM, Saturday night at 1 AM, in rotation on our affiliate stations, and always playing on cfoxrocks.com. Coming up, new music from Rebecca Zapin. Since 1989, Advanced Electric has provided superior service, accurate estimates, reasonable prices, and a personal guarantee of your full satisfaction. Advanced Electric has received a Super Service Award on Angie's List every year for the past 5 years, top ratings from the Better Business Bureau, and is fully licensed, bonded, and insured. No job is too small or too large for Advanced Electric, your first choice for all electrical needs for your home and business. For a free estimate, call 818-999-3109. That number is 818-999-3109 or visit www.advancedelectric.info.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play tomorrow's hits today. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight shines in L.A. on 1580 AM Saturday night at 1 AM, in rotation on our affiliate stations, and is always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For after-hours interviews, music, and features we can't play on the air, hit the after-hours page at cfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood, on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
From her new CD Nest, this is Rebecca Zapin with Beautiful Love Songs Without the Love.
Beautiful love songs without the love. It's part of my serenade. Switchblades and treetops and carousels march in my pony.
Tonight we have very versatile singer-songwriter Rebecca Zapin on the line with us. Rebecca has just released a new CD. It's called Nest. Why that title?
The simple version is I left my home nest of Jacksonville, Florida, and I moved to the Tampa area, to St. Petersburg, where I married a piano player named Jeremy Douglas, and we built a little family nest of our own. And around all this, we were also recording an album, which I realized kind of represented that journey. And it dawned on me very close to printing time that that's what the album should be called. It should be called Nest.
Well, congratulations on both the marriage and the new baby, Joel.
Yeah, well, at the time we were making the album, he was a new baby. He's actually two now.
Oh.
But because, you know, the process of recording and putting the CD out, it all can take a bit of time. But yes, thank you.
And you did, but you did part of it while he was, while you were carrying him, didn't you?
Yes. I said to Jeremy when we were recording, I was on the road. I was on the road gigging and leaving town until I was 8 months pregnant. And so, you know, you would think that we had a good 9 months to lay down this album, but I was always traveling and gigging. It was around 6 months. I said, we better get cracking on this album. And I somehow thought we were going to get the whole album done before Joel was born. But we did do a lot of it. We did all the rhythm instruments, double bass, drums, guitar, some basic vocals. So we did all the foundation of it, and then we did the rest after he was born, which, it took a while to get back on track. He was 13 months old, and I said, okay, it's not happening naturally. We're going to get babysitters. We're going to finish this thing. In the end, it was just record while he's sleeping. So it would be 1 a.m., and Jeremy would tiptoe into the bedroom and say, okay, we're going to record. I'm like, oh, God, okay. You know, so you have this, I mean, when you hear the album, you're going to, it's just going to sound like bliss, but ooh, it was some 1 a.m., you know, really, it was an effort at times. No, I'm so glad he did it.
Well, you are a stalwart young parent, and I commend you for everything that you have to do. So I want to talk a little bit about some of the other tunes on your CD. Jacaranda is a real interesting tune, mostly because it's one of the very few songs I've ever heard where the lyrics are all about being happy.
It was such a personal song. That track almost means more to me than any other track on the album. I mean, in terms of the timeline, at that point in time that it was written, I almost thought about calling the album Jacaranda, but I thought, can anybody spell that? but it was not long after Jeremy and I were married, and I was, you know, my head was still spinning from the whole, you know, the fact that I had moved away from, you know, my hometown where I just figured I would always live there, and I'd moved to St. Pete, and we'd gotten married. It wasn't too long after we were married that, you know, we were expecting, and the future was going to be changing, and yet I was happy, I was excited, but I was sitting there and I was looking down our street, and there's this beautiful kind of tree that grows farther south called the jacaranda, and it doesn't grow in Jacksonville, but it grows down here in the Tampa Bay area, and it's called the jacaranda. It's got the most amazing vivid purplish blooms, and the song is about, I never knew how much my life could change in one short year, and I'm so glad that I'm here. And it talks about with a cat and a dog, and most of all, a man who loves me so, sitting here in our nest, waiting for this little egg to grow. And I couldn't even sing the song without crying for a while, just because it was so big and emotional.
Really personal. And it's a very tender song. I mean, there's a, you know, almost a mournful sound to the music, but the lyrics are all about, it's magical to have a moment where you can, like, look at your life and say, yes, at this moment, I'm happy.
You have to remind yourself to count your blessings, and you have to remind yourself to be grateful, because it's so easy to say, oh, this went wrong, and this is ticking me off. And I remember one time I was ranting, probably on Facebook, and just going, I've got this going on, and I have no time for this, and we're doing this and that and that, and you know, and somebody wrote, and all your dreams have come true. This is just the life that you wanted. It's busy and it's full, but it's everything you were dreaming of. And I said, you know what? That's true. So. Mm-hmm.
Tell us where people can get your new CD, Nest.
People can find Nest on CD Baby, which is cdbaby.com. And you can look up Rebecca Zapin or Nest. You can also find the album on iTunes, also on Amazon.com. Of course, I also sell it at my live shows. But mainly my shows these days are in Florida, a little bit in Georgia, and I do have a couple shows coming up in New York City in February.
Right. I have some dates here. I see Saturday the 11th, you're going to be at the Living Room at 7 p.m. in New York City.
And Sunday, February 12th, you're going to be at the legendary Bitter End in the East Village at 7:30.
That's right.
So I want everybody to hear this tune, Swamp Pit, and I'm going to let it speak for itself. Rebecca, I want to thank you for joining us on the show. Will you stick around and do something with us after hours?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Let's hear Swamp Pit from Rebecca Zapin's new CD, Nest. Hours interview with Rebecca Zapin, go to cfoxrocks.com. Next, something sizzling from the Matt Schofield Trio.
The Quarter Valley Group's 40-acre equestrian facility is nestled in the hills of the Temecula wine country. We offer a facility that both you and your horse will enjoy. With complete horse care and boarding, miles of adjacent trails, two full-size arenas for training and warm-up, and a caring and knowledgeable staff. Barn and exterior stalls are available, and we offer multi-horse discounts. Horse owners with busy schedules can rest assured that their riding companions are receiving the best in equine care. The ranch is also available as a film location and for special events. For more information, call Dan Parks at 951-265-9674.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play tomorrow's hits today. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight shines in L.A. on 1580 AM Saturday night at 1 AM, in rotation on our affiliate stations, and is always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For after-hours interviews, music, and features we can't play on the air, hit the after-hours page at cfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood. On the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
From their Ear to the Ground CD, this is the Matt Schofield Trio with Pack It Up.
Well, my head is spinning around, and I'm thinking my thoughts of you. Oh, baby, I'm thinking about you. Don't
portions of this program are sponsored by the artist. Whether she's keeping score or not, Charlotte Kendrick is certainly grateful. Here she is with Thank You.
Driving on the Merritt Parkway north of New York, while winter makes our windshield fog. I had to work last night and came home with the sun, but our sound check's not till 5 o'clock. I didn't sleep that much, neither did you, but I'm the one who gets to take a nap. It never seems to balance out quite right. You pump the gas while I stay warm and read the map. I want to thank you for all the little things you do, like waking me up so I won't be late, and driving across the country, changing the oil and booking this day. Any pair, there must be a give and take, and I try my best to keep up. I'm a pro with a vacuum and fold laundry real straight, but I know how far this is from enough. There is no tally, you don't keep count, but that doesn't mean that I can't. What a feat it is that you never run out of anything I ever need. I want to thank you for all the little things you do, like humoring my mother on the phone and taking all your early morning phone calls in the bathroom, that I can dream a little more. I'm gonna love you when you're 45. I'm gonna love you when you're 93. Maybe by then I will be as good to you as you have been to me. Taking me out for brunch and ordering an omelet so that I can have a bite but still have my waffles too. I'm gonna love you when you're 45. I'm gonna love you when you're 93. Maybe by then
Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. I'm Carolyn Fox, and I'm on the air every week at this time. Coming up, Amelia's Dream with the title track from their CD, Unravel.
One by one, well, I had shot for the
Carolyn Fox. Next, I'll be playing a special request. Go to cfoxrocks.com and send me your special request.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play tomorrow's hits today. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight shines in L.A. on 1580 a.m. Saturday night at 1 a.m. in rotation on our affiliate stations and is always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For after-hours interviews, music and features we can't play on the air, hit the After Hours page at cfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood, on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
This next song goes out to Bill. This is Rebecca Zapin with Japanese Bathhouse.
I'm an American girl in a Japanese bathhouse.
Fox's Hollywood Spotlight every week to hear what's hot in Hollywood. From Orchid Highway, this is Sofa Surfer Girl.
She hitched a ride up from Frisco. I picked her up on Highway Number 1 West. She said, I'm not to move slow, and I laughed as she began to undress. Oh, she's drifting through this world, my sofa surfer girl. Surfer girl, so
surfer girl.
More of our featured artists, go to cfoxrocks.com. From Border Radio, here's some very handy picking for cowboy dancing.
Cowboy dancing, stomp it down, stomp so loud, bring down the town. Well, it's New Year's Eve and you're all mine. We'll dance right on past bumps in time. How did we get here? I don't know. Somebody else was driving though, but the band is hot, we're doing right. It's New Year's Eve and we're staying all night. I know we will be dancing even when we're going gray. But you're my love, thank God above. And New Year's Eve ain't every day. You hold me like you'll never let go. Feels so good and we're waltzing slow. Well, it's New Year's Eve and you're all mine. It won't be New Year's all the time. Dancing, stomp it down, stomp so loud, bring down the town. Well, it's New Year's Eve and you're all mine. We'll dance right on past closing time. How did we get here? I don't know. Somebody else was driving though, but the band is hot, they're doing right. It's New Year's Eve and we're staying all night. I know we will be dancing even when we're going gray. But you're my love, thank God above. And New Year's Eve and every day you hold me like you never let go. Feels so good and we're waltzing slow. Well, it's New Year's Eve and you're all mine. It won't be New Year's all the time. Loud, bring down the town. Well, it's New Year's Eve and you're all mine. We'll dance right on past closing time. How did we get here? I don't know. Somebody else was driving though, but the band is hot, they're doing right. It's New Year's Eve and we're staying all night. I know we will be dancing when we're going gray. But you're my love, thank God above, and New Year's Eve ain't every day. You hold me like you'll never let go. Feels so good, we're waltzing slow. It's New Year's Eve, and you're all mine. It won't be New Year's all the time.
Coming up next, we have a taste of Southern blues.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play tomorrow's hits today. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight shines in L.A. on 1580 AM Saturday night at 1 AM, in rotation on our affiliate stations, and is always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For after-hours interviews, music, and features we can't play on the air, hit the after-hours page at cfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood, on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
We'll be celebrating Mardi Gras in just a couple of weeks. And to help you get into the mood, here's Buddy Zapata. Oh yes, he is a Southern California boy, but he has got that New Orleans beat. This is Henri's Blues.
Playing and fooling around.
J.W. Jones Blues Band knows that it's good to have something to look forward to. This is the title track from their CD, Kissing in 29 Days.
Girls all around me, you are all I see, or I dream of you. We'll be kissing in 29 days, you know that's true. A couple airplanes, I'll see a smiling face, if you only knew. We'll be kissing in 29 days, you know that's true. Yeah, yeah, kissing, we'll be kissing. Kissing in 29 days, you know that's true. Don't care how long it takes, I put it all at stake just to be with you. We'll be kissing in 29 days, you know that's true. Well, it drives me crazy just to think how fine you look, with a princess smile just like a storybook. Kissing in 29 days, you know that's true.
You've been listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. We hope you'll tune in next week when you'll hear more new music and interviews with the artists making it, including Malaya McGinnis.